Welcome back. Free drinks, special offers and cut price, happy hours. It's all fueling a massive increase in binge drinking amongst young women. New figures obtained by this programme show the number of women arrested for being drunk and disorderly has soared by up to 1,000% in some places. Now, one chief constable has called for a complete ban on discounted drinks and alcohol advertising in an effort to tackle it all. Our North of England correspondent Nick Martin has been out on the streets of Newcastle-upon-Tyne to see just how bad it gets.
It's only a Wednesday night, but the bars and the nightclubs are filling up. This is Newcastle, a city with a reputation for a good night out. Most of the people here will have a harmless midweek drink, but it won't turn out that way for others. Figures obtained by Channel 4 News have revealed a change in women's behaviour when it comes to a night on the tiles. They appear to show that women are getting into more trouble with the police than ever before. We asked all the police forces in the UK to give us figures on the number of women they had arrested for being drunk and disorderly in the past 5 years. 38 forces responded to the survey. 21 of them had directly comparable figures. The West Midlands recorded the biggest rise. Arrests there have gone up from just 59 in 2003-2004 to more than 10 times that this year, when 731 women were arrested. In Gwent, South Wales, there's been a sevenfold increase over 5 years, from 28 arrests to 190. Leicestershire recorded just 14 arrests in 2003-04, but the most recent figures show that the number has risen to nearly 80. Over in Cheshire, the earliest figure comes from 2005-06, when 85 women were arrested. In just 3 years, that number has more than doubled to 200. And in Northumbria, the region with the most arrests each year, the number has increased by nearly 700, 1,414 in 2003-04, to more than 2,000 this year. Here in Newcastle, for example, the police are concerned. They know, and have done for some period of time now, that women are drinking as much, if not more, than men on the average night out. But what these figures appear to show is that more and more women aren't leaving and going home in a taxi or on the late bus, but in a police van like this. The police say they want changes. The pubs say they've made those changes. And the punters just want another drink. It's a kind of stalemate.
I would not rely on the private sector just to self-regulate prices. I think there should be some mandation around prices that makes it extremely difficult to drink to excess. I also think that the advertising of alcohol should simply not be allowed.
It's midnight, and signs that some have had too much to drink. The leisure industry denies that it's wholly responsible for this kind of behaviour, but accepts that drinks are cheaper because competition is higher.
We are seeing many more people arriving in our businesses already drunk, having consumed alcohol at home. It's a fact that we have to face this, the government has to face it, the police authorities have to face it, and we have to face it as an industry, that supermarkets are selling alcohol at below cost price, and this is fueling the problem.
The fact is that no one really knows who is fueling the problem of excessive drinking on Britain's streets. But the figures appear to show that women are playing a bigger part than they ever have before.
Nick Martin around the big market, and in a statement tonight, the Home Office told us responsible drinking is something we must all take responsibility for, and losing control through excessive drinking is no excuse for antisocial behaviour and violence. Overall, alcohol-related violence has fallen by around a third since 1995, but we're not complacent. We are launching this summer a multi-million-pound publicity campaign to help prevent the harms that irresponsible drinking can cause to communities and individuals. So to tonight's main news, dramatic footage.